throw short. Good catch by Shorts. Hit by ball. Fumble the ball. The ball's free on the 20-yard line. Oh, the Raiders have the ball.
Janikowski. He nails it. Oakland wins in overtime.
He is off to a great start these first six games in his third NFL season. And last week he was voted the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Let's head over to Studio B, Jeanette Thompson with Lamar.
Thanks, Jim and Greg. With me, I have Lamar Houston. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Peachy. Well, congratulations to you, AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing.
It is. Well, you know, not too bad of a job in the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Walk me through that game.
I think it was just the start of the second half. You know, we're coming out, we're down 14 or however many points, and we're trying to get back in the game, and we're really battling. So, you know, we all kind of buckled up and settled down and played some ball.
Tell us about the play that set up the fumble and the field goal for Sebastian Janikowski.
We're always coached to come out of the stack, and we do a good job of working that during the week in our turnover drills with Tarver and Coach T. So, you know, I was just doing what we practice and coming out of the stack in the fourth quarter trying to get a big strip, and it happened. So I was very excited about that, and I'm glad my teammates were there to recover.
One player on defense, Michael Huff, mentioned the fact that you may not come up on the stats all the time, but if you watch the film, you'll see Lamar Houston is always where the ball is located. How does that feel to get the affirmation of your teammates of the type of player you are?
It feels great, you know, to know that you've been putting in work with these guys and they recognize it and they notice it. And, you know, I just thank my teammates for always being encouraging to me and keeping me going.
Now you've got another defensive player that's been added to the roster, Andre Carter. How has he made a difference both on the field and in the classroom with the defensive unit?
I think he's just another huge key for us young guys in the D-line room. We got Richard Seymour, Tom Kelly, and now we have Andre Carter who can help us coach us up at the end positions, and I think he's doing a great job. His knowledge on the game is exponential, and he's really helped improve these last couple weeks.
Let's talk about stopping the run. That's something that has been a challenge for the Raiders, but it looks like the defense has met that challenge the last couple of games.
Well, we want to stop the run first. It's always our goal as a defense, trying to make an offense one-dimensional. So anytime we get out, we want to stop the run. And then these last couple of games, we've had huge backs with Turner and Drew, Maurice Jones-Drew, and now we're facing old college buddy of mine, Jamal Charles. We want to contain him and stop the run to make that offense one-dimensional and make our defense successful.
Now, you've got to do a lot of game planning for each team that you come up against. Quarterback Brady Quinn, he's not someone that you get to see as much film on, I guess I want to say. How do you plan for that type of quarterback?
He's had a little bit of a rough road, but he's still a good quarterback. He's a first-round draft pick, and the capability is there, and you never know, it could spark that Sunday. So we got to go in with the same intensity as if you're playing a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. So we're going to try and pressure him and just rattle him in the cage a little bit and play some ball.
Once you get that first sack, are you hungry for more, or has that hunger always been there?
The hunger for a sack, you know, I never lose that. But once you get that first one, you know you should be able to get that second one. And you're always fighting to get it. So it's fun. It's a numbers game, but it's a game that everybody loves to play.
Now, we can't ignore the obvious. The hair color is unique to you. I think you are the only player on this team that has the blonde streak, if you will. What inspired you?
It's just something different. My wife was nervous to dye hair, so I told her I'd dye my hair, and, you know, it wouldn't be any worse if I did mine and she did hers, and this is actually what turned out, and I just kept it. End up liking it.
Well, I also noticed you've got Thor here on your shirt. Big comic book fan. Cartoon as well?
Mm-hmm. Huge cartoon fan. Thor, you know, is one of the best superheroes out there. Probably one of the other only superheroes who can't die. He's just great. I love him. He's a Viking. He's tough. He's manly. He's, you know, physical, all that stuff incorporated in one. So it's one of my favorite superheroes.
Our defense, it's slowly evolving, I think. How do you see the defense? What type of unit do we have out there?
I think we got a fast, hitting, physical defense who's going to play smart in tough situations and play up to the challenge. And I think we're setting our bar high every week, and we're going to meet those standards, and we're just going to keep on plugging away.